Heavy rain in the last 2 weeks has caused rivers and streams throughout the region to spill over their banks and flood roads. Flash flooding over 2 days this week caused damage to the rail bed for the New England Central Railroad line in the Roxbury, Vermont area. Repairs to the tracks were expected to be completed Friday. Vermont authorities have been warning against swimming in any high water in the wake of 2 drownings in the past 72 hours. Officials are concerned about swimmers in areas that could become turbulent and fast flowing during a heavy rainfall. The Vermont Department of Public Safety warns that even strong swimmers would have difficulty in the high, roiling waters. Vermont Director of Emergency Management, Joe Flynn.
These storms are very sporadic, and we don't know with any level of certainty where they're going to hit. Every community in the North Country, which includes upstate New York, is soaking wet. So when one of these storm cells crosses over any one of our communities and dumps upwards of 1 to 2 inches of rain, any tributary, stream, creek, brook, or river are going to rise quickly because there's no place for the water to go. With that, we have seen culverts that can't take the flow, roads become breached, and with the rising water levels, those people that naturally want to recreate, especially in hot weather like this, need to use extreme caution.
In New York's Essex County, there have been occurrences of flash flooding and washouts as the saturated soils slough off the waters into the rivers and streams flowing into Lake Champlain. Director of Emergency Services Don Jaquist says the severity of damage depends on where the storms are tracking.
You've got to remember that the water has mass. It's 8.4 pounds per gallon, and when it rains up in the higher elevations, we're in the Lake Champlain watershed. That water has kinetic energy as it flows downward. As it flows downward, it increases in volume, and that's where you get this flash flooding where it carries debris, it plugs the culvert plugs, the road washes out, or it's just so much water that the ditches and the culverts can't handle it, or the streams override their banks. And right now, we're monitoring the lake level, which is near flood stage.
Joe Flynn adds, because the soil is so saturated, the entire landscape is vulnerable.
When we've had less precipitation and drier conditions, the earth is able to absorb more of the rainfall, and right now it can't do that. It can't absorb anything. It's been a pattern of weather that we will all gladly see break soon, I hope.
Paul Smith's College Professor of Natural Sciences, Kurt Steger, says climatologists and meteorologists are trying to figure out if the current wet weather in the Northeast is a cyclical pattern or the result of climate change. But he notes we have seen the wettest half century in the past 500 to 600 years.
It fits the general picture of climate change that as you heat the atmosphere, it'll evaporate more moisture from the oceans and make it more turbulent as well and produce more rainstorms in places like here that are traditionally sort of wet anyway. There's some strange things going on with the jet stream, so that's part of what's happening right now. Frankly, it could be a bad run of wet weather mixed with climate change. The long and short of it is, it's what global warming looks like. Even if this isn't, this gives us a taste of the kinds of things we should be getting ready for anyway.
The National Weather Service is predicting the current weather pattern of high heat, humidity, and heavy rains will continue through much of next week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.